Millions of people around the world have discovered Jason Winter's Tea. Jason Winter's Tea is a blend of time-tested herbs from North America, Asia, and Europe. Read the fascinating story of Sir Jason Winter's for yourself. Visit www.sirjasonwinters.com. World-famous Jason Winter's Tea is available at Consumers Nutrition Center in the Richmond Center Mall and Longevity Health Foods, 329 North Road in Coquitlam.
Good Saturday morning. I'm Lucretia Shantharper, and this is Health Experts on Call. I'll be with you this hour, and we'll be talking to Sir Jason Winter's, the White Knight of Hope. We're going to talk about battling cancer. And in a few minutes, we are going to open up the phone lines, and you can talk directly to this amazing man with good news for everyone who's been touched by cancer. And there are so many who have. The statistics are amazing. In Canada, are you ready for this? One in every three women will battle some form of cancer in their lifetime. Breast cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian, cervical, lung, skin. And for men, it's every three out of five men who will face the cancer challenge. Prostate cancer, liver, pancreas, bone, testicular. It doesn't sound like good news, does it? But cancer touches so many people's lives, and there is good news from Sir Jason Winter's. He's our guest today on Health Experts on Call. We'll be talking with Sir Jason in just a moment. Cancer touches people of all ages and all races, and it touches every one of us in some way. A friend, a relative, a child. Our question to you today, has cancer touched your life? How has it changed you? Have you changed? Have you changed the way you eat? Do you pay more attention to avoiding known carcinogens in your environment? Have you stopped smoking? All that stuff has to do with cancer. And how about the way that you think and feel? Sir Jason Winter's knows about all of this, and he's going to be with us in just a few moments. More and more research does say that everything that we do adds up and makes an impact on our health. What is your cancer prevention strategy? And what would you do if you were diagnosed with cancer? Or maybe you are one of the many hundreds of thousands of Canadians who have been diagnosed with cancer. What are you doing about it? What have you chosen to do about it? We want to hear your story. The number to call today is 280-CFUN. That's 280-2386. Or if in your car, don't worry, just push the star button and the number's 1410. There's no charge. And if you're long distance, there's no charge. You can call us toll free at 1-877-280-2386. Are you or is someone you know fighting cancer? Well, if so, our very special guest on today's show understands what you are going through and how you feel. He's fought that battle himself, and he has won the battle against cancer. In 1977, Sir Jason Winter's was diagnosed with cancer of the throat, the tonsils, and the tongue. And his doctors told him to prepare to die. And they gave him only 5 to 12 months to live. But instead of retiring to his deathbed, Sir Jason mounted his own crusade to save himself from cancer. And that was 22 years ago. And Sir Jason is not only alive and well, he's still the White Knight. He's a crusader. He travels the world telling his story and promoting the use of integrated medicine. And he's going to tell us just what that is. Sir Jason is the president of the Federation of Integrated Medicine, an organization that is supported by Prince Charles, of all people. And he joins us today from his home in the Las Vegas area. Hello, Sir Jason.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful. It's great to have you with us again.
Thank you.
Sir Jason, you know, I've heard you tell your story, over the years, because whenever you're at a convention or I get a chance to see you on TV or I get a chance to talk with you on my own show, I always learn something new and I absolutely never tire of hearing your story. Please tell us the story of your battle with cancer and your healing experience.
Okay, if I tend to go on too long, please stop me, okay?
You never go on too long.
All right. Well, in 1977, I had a swelling on the side of my neck, and I was scared it was cancer, so I stayed away from the doctors, which is a silly thing to do. I didn't want to hear that terrible news, and finally, the swelling got so big I couldn't stay away any longer. I went to the doctors. He said I must come in for a biopsy. And the biopsy was supposed to take half an hour, but it took 6 hours. And when I got out of the biopsy, they said, yes, it was cancer. I had it of the tongue, jawbone, tonsils, the inside of my throat, and also a tumor wrapped around my carotid artery and jugular vein. And they said, my family was sitting there, they'd all been crying, and I knew I was in serious trouble. Mm-hmm. They said that they could give me cobalt radiation treatment, but they couldn't operate because it was too extensive. And so I went through 5 weeks of cobalt radiation, and I lost 100 pounds and my hair and everything. And then they said, well, that didn't work. What we can do, if you like, is remove your tongue and jawbone. And I said, will I live any longer, and how will I look? I'm an actor. And they said, you won't live any longer, but you will have an easier death. And that scared the heck out of me, and so I didn't have the operation. They sent me home to die with, as you said, just a few months to live. And like all true atheists, I went home, climbed into bed, and started reading the Bible. It takes about 30 seconds to go from an atheist to someone saying, oh, please, God, help me, when the doctor says you're going to die. You
That's
know?
Right. That's amazing.
Yeah. So I noticed in the Bible it mentions 27 times to use herbs for medicine. Life is in the blood. Purify your blood and all things fall away. And then I read where Buddha, 2,500 years ago, told the Indian people to use herbaline, a special herb for their tumors. It grows in India. And I never knew they had cancer then, but evidently they did. They used to call it swellings and tumors. But I started getting a little bit excited. And so I couldn't find this herbaline anywhere in North America. And so I got special permission from the airlines, and I went to Singapore, the only place where it was available. And I checked into the Mandarin Hotel. I found the lady. My two sons were with me because I was wrapped in bandages and I had a spout coming out of my neck to drain the fluids. And anyway, we went out. We found the lady that was making the stuff into liquid from the plant. She guaranteed me it would work, and my heart was singing. I went back to the hotel and supposed to make a tea of this all the time, but after a few days, it wasn't working. I was just getting worse. So I went back and said to her, this isn't working for me, and she turned her back on me and said, well, it usually does, and that was it. And so I don't know why I bought another pint of this stuff anyway, which is enough to last for another month, mixing it with hot water. And from there I went to Tucson, Arizona, because I used to make movies with Audie Murphy and Jay Silverheels, the Tonto, and I was the stuntman in the Western movies. And
right.
We used to hire a lot of Mexicans and Indians to attack the wagon trains on the deserts of Arizona. And working for Universal Studios, and come coffee break time, all the sophisticated white people, the actors would get to one side and we'd get around the chuck wagon and have jelly donuts, hot dogs, coffee, smoke cigars. But the Indians and Mexicans would get to one side, build a campfire, and cut down sage bush and chaparral sometimes and make a tea of it. And I remember going over to one of the famous Indian actors and saying, why do you drink this putrid stuff when you can come over and join us for coffee and everything? And they said, we purify our blood on a daily basis, and that's why Indians in down there don't have any illnesses hardly. So I remembered that, and I ended up in Tucson, Arizona at the Santa Rita Hotel with my two sons, and I got some of this chaparral and then sage and everything. I was making all this tea, the herbaline, the manager came to the door and said, of this five-star hotel, he said, what on earth are you doing? You're smelling up the whole place here. But he took pity on me because I was looked so bad. And anyway, it wasn't working. And so a doctor came to see me and said, go back to England. He was English. Hello?
Yeah, oh, I'm listening. Okay. I'm enraptured here.
Oh, okay. I thought someone said something. He said, you're going to die, and it's good to go back to England and die anyway. Go back home. So we did. When I got off the plane, the first thing I did is call the Archbishop of Canterbury, which is like calling the Pope in the Catholic religion.
That's right. You just happened to have his number on hand, I guess.
No, it's very difficult to find even. But I called him, and he said, I said, Your Excellency, what herb is it you think that's referred to so many times in the Bible for blood purification, where it says if you purify your blood, all things fall away? And he said, well, I don't know, my son. I'll have to check on it and get back to you.
Oh, great.
I said, please don't take too long.
That's right.
But he got back to me. He had a meeting with all of his staff and a lot of reverends there. They found that it was red clover used for centuries, and so I started using that as well. That afternoon, I went to the hospital to get an opinion from the English doctors, hoping that they were more intelligent, but it turned out they weren't. They examined me and said, your doctors in America are right, you're going to die. And I was holding my chart sitting on the end of the bed when Prince Charles came in to meet to see one of his friends that had cancer. And he saw me sitting there 6'5", sobbing on the end of the bed, and he looked at my chart and put his hand on my shoulder and said, don't worry, Mr. Winters, only God can tell you when you're going to die.
Beautiful.
And, yeah, I don't know what that did to me, actually, except I went home, and the next morning I thought, I'm going to have to mix these together. I don't have enough energy to make a pot of herbaline tea, then wash it out, and then chaparral and sage and wash it out, and then red clover. So I mixed it together, and something happened to me immediately. And when my two kids and the nurse came back to the house, they could see something had happened, and they cried. I still looked terrible, but to make a long story short, anyway, I drank a gallon of this stuff every day for 9 weeks, and when I went back to the hospital, they were astounded that they couldn't find one thing wrong with me.
Fantastic. Red clover and chaparral, and those are just two of the ingredients that became the world famous Jason Winters tea. I've been using it and recommending it for years. It even tastes yummy. Our guest today is health expert on call, Sir Jason Winters, and he's telling us about his battle with cancer. He is the White Knight of Hope, and he's here to talk with you. We want to hear your story. You can call in at any time during the show to talk to this inspiring man, Sir Jason Winters. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back shortly. Give us a call and talk to Sir Jason Winters. The number to call is 280-CFUN, 280-2386. I'm Lucretia. This is Health Experts on Call on CFUN.
Are you affected by pollen, have allergies, bronchitis, or asthma? You owe it to yourself to check out Respa Herb from Wild Rose, a herbal blend containing Ma Huang and Reishi mushroom. It's good to have on hand during the spring allergy season. To find out more about Respa Herb, log on to the Wild Rose website at www.wildrose.com. Wild Rose Respa Herb, available at Capers.
Millions of people around the world have discovered Jason Winters Tea. Jason Winters Tea is a blend of time-tested herbs from North America, Asia, and Europe. Read the fascinating story of Sir Jason Winters for yourself. Visit www.sirjasonwinters.com. World-famous Jason Winters Tea is available at Consumers Nutrition Center in the Richmond Center Mall and Longevity Health Foods, 329 North Road in Coquitlam.
Hello again, I'm Lucretia. Welcome back to Health Experts on Call. Today's guest is the world-famous Sir Jason Winters, the White Knight of Hope. And our question for you today is, has cancer touched your life or the life of someone you know. It affects all of us, doesn't it, Sir Jason? When you were fighting your battle with cancer, it must have been really hard on your family to stand by and watch you on this healing journey. Tell us something about that side of things.
Well, it was horrendous. It was impossible for anyone to be happy in the family, and all our relatives stayed away because I looked so bad, and it was just an earth-shattering thing. And then Dr. Ian Pierce, England's oncologist, came to me and said, give me the tea, I want to examine it in the laboratory. And I said, okay, and he took the mixture. When he examined it, he found out that, he called me and he said, you know, this didn't cure any illness. And I said, what do you mean? I'm better. I'm completely healthy. He said, no, all it did is purify your blood to such an extent that your natural immunity started working and got rid of the disease.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he said, God did not throw us down here and say there's 10,000 fast food restaurants, pollution in the air, pollution in the water, have fun. He gave us a herb on each continent to purify our blood so that our natural immunity, and that is mentioned in every single religion. It's amazing, the Aborigines, the Maoris, the Hunzas, everyone, and yet we don't know this. And so he said that's all that happened to you. And when I mixed the red clover and the sage, two well-known blood purifiers, with the one that Buddha spoke about, the herbaline acted as a catalyst and made the other two 27 times stronger. That's why you got better, he said. And
so you created a synergy with the different herbs. Is that what was happening, Sir Jason? Because you said you were using the herbs individually.
Yes.
But it really wasn't until you put them together and they created some sort of a synergistic effect that
yes.
You started to see results.
It was astounding. And do you know, since that time, because it doesn't cure anything, but it is the world's greatest antioxidant and prolongs life of animals and all kinds of stuff, plants and you name it, because of that, we don't have any trouble with the medical people or the FDA or anyone, because we're not going out shouting that this will cure anything.
No, but everyone who uses it does. I visited your website, and for our listeners who'd like to visit your website, that website address is www.sirjasonwinters.com. Just what you'd expect it to be, www.sirjasonwinters.com. And you tell your story right there. There are lots of pictures on your website, ways for people to communicate with you as well. But you can communicate with Sir Jason Winters right now, live here in the studio. Just call in and tell us what your story is about cancer. How has cancer touched your life? The number to call, 280-CFUN, 280-2386, *14 on your cell phone, or toll-free if you're out of the area, 1-877-280-2386. Sir Jason, you talked about being in the desert when you were a stuntman and doing movies and hanging around eating jelly donuts and hot dogs and coffee and smoking cigars. How's your life changed since then, Sir Jason?
Oh, gosh, I used to drink a half a bottle of whiskey. Hello?
Yeah, I heard the whiskey part.
Oh.
That probably worked as a bit of an antiseptic here and there.
Yeah, well, I used to stay up until 3 every morning in discos and smoke 40 cigarettes a day. And there wasn't a blonde safe within miles of me. But things definitely have changed. The most wonderful thing in the world is to be able to make a difference in someone else's life. And we have over 80,000 letters that people come in from all over the world to read and check up on. It's just marvelous. You know?
It is wonderful. I've read many of the stories that people who have had a wonderful success using your tea have written about. Sir Jason, we have Ursula wanting to speak with you. Hello, Ursula. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Lucretia. I was trying to get you a long time ago when you had the So Jason Winter on before?
Well, I'm so glad you got through this time.
Yeah.
Has cancer touched your life in some way, Ursula?
Yes, my brother-in-law has lung cancer, and it's metastasized into his right leg.
Mm.
And I bought the tea for him, and he is drinking it, but I was trying to get the other things from Jason, but you can't find the tea in Vancouver.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can get the tea in Vancouver at Choices, Capers, Finlandia Pharmacy. It's available throughout the Vancouver area.
Yes, the tea I got, and he's drinking that. But I wanted the other things.
Mm-hmm. If you want to dial up the Wild Rose website, you'll be able to find locations.
I don't have a computer.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll find out during the break where we can get all of the Sir Jason Winter's products for you, Ursula, and our operator, Ash, will pass that information along to you. Did you want to speak with Sir Jason directly?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Sir Jason?
Yes?
Is there really a chance if you have lung cancer and it's metastasized into your right side, the lung don't seem to be the problem. It seems to be the right leg. It's really swollen, and it's big, and it's huge, and they pump him full with morphine, and he really, I mean, he don't feel okay. It's just the pain in his right side. He's not short of breath. There's nothing wrong. There's wrong with his lungs, but it's just a small spot, but it went into his leg. Is there anything you think that could be done? And he's drinking your tea.
If he continues drinking the tea, about four or five cups a day, that takes the poison out of the blood and puts it into the colon. Can you tell me if he is going to the bathroom regularly every day?
No, he isn't. Every three, four days.
The tea is putting all the poison, and he is supposed to be going to the bathroom to get rid of it. So I gather that the product you want to get is the Jason Winter's Colon Cleanser. And
where can
if you...
I get that? I'm in Vancouver. Where can I get that?
Yes, Lucretia can tell you.
Yeah.
It's, we developed this for the British Medical Association, and it's a wonderful product that works every day. You just take a teaspoon in a glass of juice, mix it up, drink it, and the next day, when you have a bowel movement, you get rid of all the poisons, you will be amazed at what happens.
Oh, I hope it will help him some.
Yes, I promise it will. The only problem is that if it started in one location and traveled to another, it is because he is not getting rid of the poisons regularly.
Yeah.
And you must do that every day, and it is perfectly natural. People that are... don't have cancer, use it, and they never need laxatives again, and it's all the bulk and fiber you need, so please do that.
Ursula, you can get Sir Jason Winter's Colon Cleanser at Capers, and there are the two locations in the Vancouver area. We wish you the best with your brother-in-law, Ursula. Thanks for joining us. Now on the line, we have Marie. Hello, Marie.
Yeah, thank you for bringing him on the show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, isn't it? Marie, has cancer touched your life in some way?
It has in our family, yes. And what I'd like to know, I think it was partially answered by the previous caller when he answered that you had to drink 4 or 5 cups a day. So how strong would you make it just according to the directions on there? But if your cancer is in different areas and if it's more progressed, I guess more would do good. But another question was, would that work also to take as an enema as well? Would that help as well? And did Dr. Jason take coffee enemas at all? Not sure. Okay.
The tea isn't as good in an enema as a cup of coffee added to the enema water. In all the clinics in Europe, when people go there with cancer, if they refuse to have a coffee enema, they're not allowed to stay. And they have one every day, and what happens is that the coffee is looked upon as a poison, and it just stays in the lower bowel. And it sends a message through the hemorrhoidal vein to the liver saying, poison, 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 and then the liver automatically exudes bile, which is what it's supposed to do, a cleansing bile. And it cleanses the liver. And this is the first step in the right direction of getting better. Constipation, when you have cancer, is probably the worst thing in the world, you know.
And that's because as you detoxify, you want to eliminate those toxins through the colon. Is that the way
right.
it works, Sir Jason?
Yes, and yet we have the doctors saying if you go to the bathroom once or twice a week, that's perfectly all right. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Now, when we're talking about toxins, what does that mean? What are we really talking about here?
We're talking about pollution that you breathe, processed foods that are absolutely not good for the body in any way, shape, or form. We're talking about the steak that you had 3 or 4 weeks ago. Traces of it are still clinging to the inside of your colon because the inside of your colon is wet, damp, and rough. And so the British Medical Association found that because of the putridness of the sides of the colon, goodness can't get through the colon into the bloodstream. And also, poisons do get through. And so they ask us to come up with something that would get people off of laxatives, and it's the Jason Winters Colon Cleanser. There's been a lot of copycats since we were asked to do this, but there's nothing like the one that we have. If you take a spoonful in the evening, the next day you'll have to go to the bathroom, but it won't be an urgent thing. You can wait until your lunch break or something, but when you go, you will see what I mean. You will be getting rid of things you say, my God, how could I ever have felt healthy? And you will call your neighbors and say, come and look at this. I can't believe it.
Well, I doubt we'd go that far, but it's wonderful to keep the colon cleansed. It makes a big difference in preventing many, many diseases. We're going to take a short break. Thanks for joining us, Marie. We wish you the best in your healing journey. We'll be back shortly. Give us a call. Talk to Sir Jason Winters, 280-CFUN. I'm Lucretia. This is Health Experts on Call on CFUN 1410.
Skywards traffic, no construction delays this weekend for the Portman Bridge. Just an easy go for you along Highway 1 and over the bridge deck for east and westbound traffic. At the borders, Peace Arch reports about a 45-minute wait southbound, 30 minutes northbound, about a 40-minute wait southbound at the truck crossing with minimal waits northbound, and, of course, minimal waits both directions at Huntington and Aldergrove crossings right now. At the BC Ferries, there's a one sailing wait all vehicles for the 12 o'clock to Watson to Swartz Bay and one sailing wait all vehicles for the 1120 Horseshoe Bay to Langdale. It's 1132 here at CFUN. Traffic for the Canadian Legal Will Kit. Now you can write your own will with a Canadian Legal Will Kit. Just fill in the blanks to make a will that's legal in all provinces. Just $29.95. Order yours now at 1-800-906-8884. I'm Michelle McDermott, CFUN, Skywards Traffic.
Skies will be a little bit gray across the lower mainland today, but there will be some patches of blue and some sunshine streaming through from time to time. There will also be a few showers around throughout the day, possibly even a thunderstorm later on this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers. Sunday, cloudy skies, but a few sunny breaks later on during the day with a chance of rain showers in the morning. Same thing for Monday, Labor Day. Vancouver's high today, 19 degrees. Tonight's low, 11. Tomorrow, back up to 19, and on Monday, about 20. Currently at CFUN, the temperature is 14 degrees.
Are you affected by pollen? Have allergies, bronchitis, or asthma? You owe it to yourself to check out Respa Herb from Wild Rose, a herbal blend containing Ma Huang and Reishi mushroom. It's good to have on hand during the spring allergy season. To find out more about Respa Herb, log on to the Wild Rose website at www.wildrose.com. Wild Rose Respa Herb, available at Choices Market.
Millions of people around the world have discovered Jason Winters Tea. Jason Winters Tea is a blend of time-tested herbs from North America, Asia, and Europe. Read the fascinating story of Sir Jason Winters for yourself. Visit www.sirjasonwinters.com. World-famous Jason Winters Tea is available at Consumers Nutrition Center in the Richmond Center Mall and Longevity Health Foods, 329 North Road in Coquitlam. We are back again. I'm Lucretia, and this is Health Experts on Call. Thanks for joining us today. Call in and talk to Sir Jason Winters, the White Knight of Hope, who faced terminal cancer. Well, he fought that battle, and he won, and he's with us live on the air today. Sir Jason, we have phoners lining up here. We'll take a call from Gail. Hello, Gail. Welcome to Health Experts on Call.
Hi there. We just had a family member diagnosed with choriocarcinoma, which is very rare here in North America. And what happened was she was pregnant, had a full-term baby born dead, and the cancer was in the placenta, as I understand it, and now, of course, it's gone through the whole mother's blood system.
Mm.
Do you know anything about this type of cancer? And she's currently taking chemo. It's a very rapidly spreading disease, but apparently responds quite well to chemo. But we're in the early stages of that, so...
I have heard of it once before in Asia, but the thing is, it's anything that spreads through the blood, you need what Jesus, Buddha, Bahá'u'lláh, Krishna, and Hippocrates said, and even the United States Surgeon General, you need antioxidants in the bloodstream, a blood purifier to cut off and kill the cancer cells, if possible, and stop them from spreading. Secondly, she needs to be regular, as we have just spoken about, with the colon cleanser. And thirdly, it is very important, and this is going to sound strange for me to say this, but I work with doctors all the time. The chemotherapy is, in her case, is very important as well. So if you combine all those three things, which we are doing in England now with the Federation of Integrative Medicine, all of us working together, the chemotherapy has disastrous effects, but the tea and the cleansing of the body will counteract that. And we've had people go through a whole course of chemotherapy, and they were never sick. They never vomited once because they were drinking the tea, which our ambassador in Singapore gives to all cancer patients in hospitals.
So are you saying that when people are using the orthodox medical treatments, Sir Jason, for cancer, such as radiation, chemo, or if they've had surgery, that they can take the tea along with the medical...
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In England now, I don't know whether you read the letter from Prince Charles that's on the web,
mm-hmm.
And also our ambassador, Teresa Wu, the Federation ambassador for Singapore, she has permission to go into all the hospitals and give the tea free of charge to everyone on cancer, invited there by the oncologists.
So that's what integrative medicine is. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes, it is. Unlike other people that in this field that make it so difficult for us, they hate doctors, they hate hospitals, they hate the government, they hate the FDA. We work with these people, and we know, believe it or not, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but doctors are every bit as necessary as the alternative health field. We're all vitally needed, and we must work together. And you know, if 150 of the top prescription medicine comes from herbs, what is the problem? What are we arguing about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These drug companies have 200 people in the jungles and rainforests of the world right now looking for herbs for medicine, which they will buy very cheaply if it's proven to work, and mix it with some stuff that isn't any good and sell it for $2 a tablet on prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly herbs, you know.
Did you get an answer to your question okay, Veronica? Is Veronica still with us?
Yes, I told her to drink the tea, carry on with chemotherapy, and also use the colon cleanser.
Sorry, I called Gail Veronica. Gail, we'll be thinking about you and your relative. Thank you so much for calling us, and God bless. Sir Jason, when people are drinking the tea, what are some of the most immediate things that they start to notice?
Well, according to all the letters, they have a feeling of well-being and strength within the first day or two. And after that, I have people coming up to me all over the world at gymnasiums and television stations saying, thanks, I feel wonderful. Even if you are healthy, like the Russian hockey team or the Chinese Olympians before they go into the Olympic Games, they drink this all the time, and it gives them strength. And some very, very well-known movie stars also use it.
Sounds like we're talking about a regular old tonic here, one of those old-fashioned tonics that you can drink any time.
It is so stupid. The answer has been in front of us all the time.
Well, usually the best answers are those kind, aren't they? We have Veronica waiting ever so patiently. Welcome to the show, Veronica.
Well, thank you very much. I have a question for Sir Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on cortisone, prednisone, and a anti-inflammatory plaquenil, because I have an acute case of rheumatoid arthritis. Is this going to interact? Because I'm not, I mean, I have to ask first before I take anything other than my medication.
If you just talk to your doctor about it, and if they find out the information, we send out a little booklet, and it's written by an oncologist, and we send it out free of charge to people. I don't know whether you have it in Canada or not, but if you give that to your doctor, he'll say, heck, this is good. No, full speed ahead, you know. But if you are worried about it, by all means, there's no side effects or anything to this.
Now, is that your book, Killing Cancer, that we're talking about, Sir Jason?
No, it's a little white book. It says Jason, the true story of Jason Winters and his products. It's about 8 pages, that's all, and it's got Charlton Heston, Senator Gephardt, the President Clinton, and all kinds of people in it, and a letter from Prince Charles saying, to doctors actually, saying, this is what it's all about, no need to worry.
So you can take that into your doctor, and listeners, you can get that book by getting into the website of Christmas Natural Foods. That's all one word, spelled out the old-fashioned way, C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S, ChristmasNaturalFoods.com. And that's where you can learn more about Sir Jason Winters, where to get the products, and where to get his books. Now, our next caller is Helena. Hello, Helena. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hello. Thank you very much. I want to ask you about the tea sold in Canada. I have heard that it's not as complete because Health Canada doesn't allow one of the products, maybe the Chaparral. And so would it work as well? And is the complete tea sold in the U.S.?
Now, I remember that because Health Canada has some different regulations on herbs, we're sometimes not as enlightened as our U.S. neighbors, and sometimes we're more enlightened, but that you did make a slight modification so that the tea kept its potency but was still legal in Canada?
Yeah, what happened was Chaparral has been used for centuries all over Mexico and America, and a company in Utah thought, gee, if Jason Winters' Chaparral is so good, let's put it in tablet form and tell the people to take 8 tablets a day. Well, to get 8 tablets a day, the equivalent, you'd have to drink 200 cups of Jason Winters' tea. And it's very bitter. They call it stinkweed in the desert. And no wonder people didn't like it. And that's what caused it. But there's an NDGA thing in Chaparral, which is proving to be absolutely phenomenal. Dr. Ian Pierce tested the sage from South America and Mexico and found it had every bit as good NDGA as the Chaparral, so we put that in there and it makes it taste better. And Chaparral is not available anywhere in North America, but they use it all over Asia and all over Europe.
Does that answer your question, Helena?
Thank you very much for the information.
Thank you for calling.
I enjoyed the show.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Sir Jason Winter's tea, the colon cleanse, and other Sir Jason Winter's products are available at Choices Market, at Capers, and at Finlandia Pharmacy. It's time for us to take a short little break again, but we'll be back in a flash to take more of your calls. Caller number 4 will win Sir Jason Winter's tea. Give us a call at 280-CFUN. That's 280-2386. I'm Lucretia. This is Health Experts on Call. We'll be right back.
Are you affected by pollen? Have allergies, bronchitis, or asthma? You owe it to yourself to check out Respa Herb from Wild Rose, a herbal blend containing Ma Huang and Reishi mushroom. It's good to have on hand during the spring allergy season. To find out more about RespiHerb, log on to the Wild Rose website at www.wildrose.com. Wild Rose RespiHerb, available at Semper Viva.
Millions of people around the world have discovered Jason Winter's Tea. Jason Winter's Tea is a blend of time-tested herbs from North America, Asia, and Europe. Read the fascinating story of Sir Jason Winter's for yourself. Visit www.sirjasonwinters.com. World-famous Jason Winter's Tea is available at Consumers Nutrition Center in the Richmond Center Mall and Longevity Health Foods, 329 North Road in Coquitlam.
Hello again and welcome back to Health Experts on Call. I'm Lucretia and we are talking to the one and only Sir Jason Winter's. He is literally a knight and he is armed with words of encouragement for all those folks who are fighting cancer. That's why I was called Sir Jason Winter's, the White Knight of Hope, and he has a book called Killing Cancer that tells his personal story. You can pick that up at health food stores all over the Lower Mainland, especially Choices, Capers, and Finlandia. Or you can go to the ChristmasNaturalFoods.com website or the SirJasonWinters.com website to learn more about this amazing man and his amazing story. Sir Jason, when people are not only fighting cancer, but wanting to prevent cancer, what are the foods that you tell them to eat the most of?
It's very important to eat tomatoes, one large tomato every day, to take garlic, and I prefer the kyolic garlic, and ginger, and then at least three times a week have asparagus tips light out of the can, not only the Jolly Green Giant kind, because that has less of the tinny acid, but there's something in asparagus that is very good in maintaining ultimate health, and they give it to a lot of cancer patients in Europe as well.
Well, there's lots of sulfur in asparagus, just like there is in garlic. That might be a part of it.
Yes, and don't laugh at this, but the University of Barcelona in Spain just sent me a telegram. They've just discovered that walnuts lower cholesterol dramatically if you eat eight a day. Tomatoes prevent miscarriages. If you eat a lot of tomatoes, whether they're fried or any, and you're, you know, sometimes have a miscarriage, this will prevent it. They're giving baking soda to people for gout, and the gout is disappearing in 2 weeks. Shall I go on?
Well, no, we're talking about a lot of things here. So we're looking at tomatoes, garlic, ginger, asparagus, walnuts, and the baking soda. I guess that neutralizes the uric acid that collects when you've
completely
got gouty problems.
And these things have been proving now to work better than prescription drugs in Europe.
Mm-hmm. We have a winner of your tea, Sir Jason. Is that Sue that's it's on the line? Carla. Sir Jason Winter's Tea. Is Carla on the line?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Did you want to speak with Sir Jason?
I'd love to.
Lovely.
Hello, Carla.
Hello, Sir Jason.
Congratulations.
I was thrilled to win this lovely tea, and I've been listening to the program, and I just couldn't believe it when I got lucky today.
Marvelous. Nothing happens by accident, you know.
No, it doesn't, and I was thinking, I was listening intently to find out the name of it, and I thought, oh, I've got to call in. This is just too great. And and they said, hey, you're the winner. I went, wow, you're right. Something clicked somewhere.
Carla, has cancer touched your life in some way?
Yes, in my family, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. As a matter of fact, both my parents died of cancer when I was just 18.
Mm.
So it is in the family. And as soon as I started listening to Sir Jason on the radio, I went, wow,
mm-hmm.
I got to try this.
Really hit home.
Yes.
Sir Jason, what sort of comments do you have for someone like Carla, who has a history of cancer in her family, in this situation on both sides?
Well, that's the same as mine. All that means is, and I hate to say this, Carla, but you and I were more susceptible to it because doctors have proved that we have a weakness in our bodies susceptible to cancer. And because of that, you must make sure all of your life, and if you do this, you never need to worry. Purify your blood every day. Always be regular to the bathroom every day, and you can forget about it. We've had people recover from terminal cancer, but every day for the rest of their life, they get a sore toe. Cancer's coming back. A sore hand, cancer is coming back. You have to put that out of your mind. Once you are over this, you're on the right path. Now, don't worry about getting cancer because your parents did. If you do what Jesus, Buddha, Baha'i, or Krishna, everyone told us to do in the first place, you never need worry about it. I promise you, Carla.
So we can prevent it, even if it's in the family. Thank you, Carla, for phoning. Sue, you're on the air. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm calling on behalf of a friend. Problem is with throat and mouth cancers, and it has been going on for several months.
Well, you know that one, don't you, Sir Jason?
Well, I sure do, mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much tea would be required to be taken every day?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, how much tea should this person take every day?
Is he under a doctor's care? He is, huh?
Yes.
And is he taking radiation or chemotherapy?
Yes.
Both? Or?
Yes. Both treatments.
Okay. This is going to sound kind of strange, but it's a very old recipe. If he is going through this and is feeling very tired and anxious, as he should be, the first thing he should do is fill up a bathtub full of warm water, not very hot, but warm water, and put in 1 pound of baking soda and just lay in the bathtub for about half an hour. That takes the radiation out of the body and will make him feel better, and also gets rid of some of the poisons. The second thing is 6 cups of the tea, and with someone with throat and mouth cancer, we have something called the peach flavor and raspberry flavor tea bags, and this will be, he'll love it because it tastes so good. It tastes so good, they're going to sell it in restaurants all over Asia pretty soon. But he should have that, and then, of course, he must be regular. 3 things, the bath with baking soda 2 or 3 times a week, and the tea, 5 or 6 cups a day. 1 tea bag makes 3 cups, so that's not so bad. And that'll do it. Make sure he's regular, and you'll see an enormous change in him.
Sue, we wish you all the best, many blessings in your friend's battle. Barry on the line. Barry, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Has cancer touched your life in some way?
Not me personally, no. But I'm trying to get more of a preventive approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, how much of the tea would you take on a preventative basis? And also, I was wondering about the colon cleanser. When is the best time of the day to take that? Because I understand that it can interfere with your absorption of nutrients.
No, it's not a laxative. It just gives you all the bulk and fiber that you need. So if you take it at 8 o'clock at night, when you wake up in the morning, 6 o'clock, you go to the bathroom, that's fine. But if you can't make it there until 10 o'clock, it's not an urgent problem like laxatives. So you can, I promise you, it's not an urgent thing. You won't go running down the street looking for a toilet because there's no problem there. And the tea, if you are healthy, Dr. Bernan said that all of the people at the Olympic gym in Henderson take 2 cups a day, and that's what they're doing. And that's what the Chinese do as well if they're completely healthy.
Thank you for your call, Barry. You're a very wise man. Barry's looking for a preventative approach. Linda, welcome to Health Experts on Call.
Hello.
Hello, Linda. Has cancer touched your life?
Yes, it has. I lost my father of lung cancer in 1982, and my mother has just been diagnosed with esophagus cancer, and she's in Mexico right now trying to get treatments. She's seeing Dr. Castilli,
mm-hmm.
and he's giving her minerals and vitamin B17 with Laetril injections, and also live cell injections, fetus from a cow. I wonder, what do you think about this, doctor?
Well, I hope, I'm not a doctor, but I hope you read the book, because the first few pages of the book explain about Laetril and how many, many people are benefiting from it. I visit the clinic, I know the people there. And vitamin B17 is apricot kernel extract. And if they give you an injection first, which is Wobi Mugo's enzymes, the enzymes go through the bloodstream to the site of the cancer, and they attack the protein shield on the cancer, so that when you take the Laetril injection, the Laetril can go and kill that cancer. And I want to tell you not to worry about that, because at this moment there are hundreds of terminal cancer patients in the clinics in Tijuana, Mexico, with marvelous stories of recovery to tell. So it's just another thing that is very, very good, and one day it will be available all over the world, I hope. It's just apricot kernels, extract from it, very strong, B17.
Thank you for your call, Carolyn. We wish you the best with your mother's healing journey. Oh, sorry. Now is Carolyn. That was Linda. Hello, Carolyn. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Just a minute.
Carolyn, we just have a few moments left. You had a question about tea for your children?
Four children here, and as you know, the children's culture is so based on processed foods, and it's almost impossible to steer away. You know, I'm wondering if the tea would also help children, or is it more for an adult system?
No, in Europe, they are, especially in England, they are putting one teaspoon into a glass of Pedialyte water for babies, if you know what that is, do you?
I do.
Yeah, okay, and that's for newborn babies, and children like my children. I've got married again. I have some little children running around, even at 70 now. But we give them one cup every day, and they really enjoy it, especially because of the peach and raspberry flavored tea bags now. It's every bit as good as the other, but it tastes delicious for kids. And just one more thing. I know we're in a hurry, but in Japan, they have... Hashimoto of Japan, the president, has put it into, allowed it to be put into cans in vending machines for students, because we have to get away from this big mental problems that they have in America, the angry kids, the murderous kids, and the and it's all to do with processed foods and stuff. So this gets rid of that.
Thanks for your call, Carolyn. Sir Jason, you are revolutionizing the world, it sounds like. You've just come back from Asia, and you're saying that they're going to start putting your tea in hospitals, in vending machines. What's going on here?
I don't know. I guess there's a lot more countries more enlightened than we are in North America.
I think you started something big.
Yeah, I hope so.
Ellen, welcome to Health Experts on Call. You have about 30 seconds here.
All right, just quickly then. My brother was diagnosed with kidney cancer, and 2 weeks later they removed the kidney. It has metastasized into his lungs. And the oncologist and the surgeon are having a disagreement as to whether to start on, I think the drug is interferon. The surgeon wants to start it right away. The oncologist wants to wait for about 3 months. Do you have any opinions on that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, if you check on endostatin, which Dr. Lipman has just developed, it's something that goes into the bloodstream and kills just the bad germs and not the good ones. Just the cancer cells. And if you would ask his doctor about Dr. Lipman and endostatin, it's the first breakthrough in cancer where you can actually take something and it doesn't kill the bad and the good cells. It just kills the bad cells, and it's a wonderful breakthrough. I'm talking about him because he talks about me all the time.
Thanks for your call, Ellen. Sorry to cut it short. Beth, Ken, and Linda, and others who are on the line, you'll get a chance to speak with Sir Jason again sometime in October. We'll let you know when that's coming up. That's it for today's show. Sir Jason Winters, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And I so look forward to talking with you again. Thank you to our many, many callers. My sincerest thanks also to Tim and Ash, our booth guys today. You can learn more about Sir Jason Winters by visiting his website, www.sirjasonwinters.com.